On the 1st of November, we bought our first case. We hopped in the car and went back to our place. We had just started drinking, and the next thing we knew, Thanksgiving had passed and December did too. We both lost our jobs and our marriages failed. But it wasn't our fault, it's that damn Christmas ale. Let's get drunk on Christmas ale. Oh my God, that shit is strong. Let's get drunk on Christmas ale. In a few short weeks, it'll all be gone. We killed our last six-pack and we hit the streets in search of some more of that seasonal treat. But that beer's quite expensive and our funds were low. So we robbed an old lady and we pushed her in the snow.
She's fine. Don't worry about her. She's gonna be okay.
Sorry.
They called us both monsters and they threw us in jail. But it wasn't our fault, it's that damn Christmas ale. Christmas ale, oh Christmas ale, I drank too much, now I can't see. Oh Christmas ale, oh Christmas ale, I love you more than my family. Let's get drunk on Christmas ale. Oh my God, that shit is strong. Let's get drunk on Christmas ale. In a few short weeks, it'll all be gone. Let's get drunk on Christmas ale. Oh my God, that shit is strong. Let's get drunk on Christmas ale. In a few short weeks, it'll all be gone.
Yes, it is that time. We have a Christmas ale is being released. They actually just tapped it today at over at Great Lakes. Now, you cannot pick it up anywhere yet.
Okay.
So just keep in mind that. Hey, everyone. Welcome to a radio show with Jeff and Jeremy. It is Monday, October 25th, 2010, and this is episode 10. We made it 10 episodes. We're in the double digits, Jeff.
We made it. It's been 2 weeks. Jeremy, I missed you sitting next to you on a Monday night on the couch. And I also
missed
that a lot? The fans. I missed the show. It was a tough week off, but that won't ever happen again, at least not for a week or two, hopefully.
Right. So we've gone through lots of changes, I guess, recently. We actually, we used to do Sundays. We are now doing Monday nights at 7:30 Eastern. It just ended up being a better time for us.
Yep.
And we thought, and we get to drink our own beers, which we couldn't. I mean, we could do it on a Sunday, but it seems more appropriate on a Monday.
Yep. I left Vegas this morning. People were drinking at 7 in the morning. Mm. So it's all relative, Jeremy. But here you get judged more than Vegas. So I think it's a good thing.
And it's also, do you always, whenever I go on a plane and like go to the airport, I always do like the, no matter what time it is, do like the airport drink.
We have to do like a list of things where it's acceptable to drink before noon, because there are situations, I totally agree, it's almost expected and you should be drinking before noon.
It's always expected and welcome on radio show with Jeff and Jeremy. So yeah, Christmas ale's out today. We're not drinking Christmas ale.
We're not.
Because as I said, you can only get it on tap right now. We're drinking Dogfish Head Pumpkin.
Pun. P-U-N.
P-U-N-K-I-N.
Pumpkin
ale. It's good stuff. 7% alcohol. This stuff's strong, man.
That's a good percentage. Anything north of 5 is okay in my book. What's Christmas ale percentage-wise? You know, like
17, 40? 17, yeah.
40? Oh, 17?
40. You know what? I honestly don't think it's that strong. I think there's some other secret witch voodoo thing that they're doing. I don't think it's really...
Yeah.
It's something else. And I mean, it's strong. Don't get me wrong, it is strong, but it's not like it's, you know, really, it's not double digits or anything like that.
You know, I don't even think I really like it. I like the idea of it. Like, I like talking about it. I like...
That's blasphemy, Jeff.
I like that it's Cleveland's big thing. It's really gaining more and more attention across country. I love that it's a rite of passage. It's fall. It's Christmas ale. But when I actually drink a couple of them, I usually feel so horrible. My stomach feels horrible.
Yeah.
And do you really enjoy even drinking it, or do you enjoy just the idea of it?
I love it a lot. I wish we had some bottles here, because I think that... I think on tap is better. I think when you have it on tap, you can really taste the difference. I think there's certain beers that are better on tap,
yeah,
and that other ones are in a bottle. As a matter of fact, there's one Southern Tier Pum King that they have at Melt in Lakewood, and probably at the Melt in Cleveland Heights, I'm guessing. But that is like amazing on tap, and then in the bottle, it's just good.
Yeah.
You know, it's not amazing.
Yeah, like could drink. You know, I know in the glass too, they put like cinnamon on the rim.
Yeah,
there's different ways you can have it when you have it at a draft. So that's try that out.
Yeah, hey, just a reminder, if you are listening live, if it's 7:36 where you are, you can always jump into the chat room to talk with us and to talk with other fans at radioshowonline.com/chatroom. And there's some people in there right now, so join them. Of course, from Radio Show Online, you can also jump into our Facebook page and become one of our fans. Our fans are growing, Jeff.
They're growing.
Fans are growing by leaps and bounds. What are we up to?
We're up to 65, Jeremy, and I think we're going to hit 100 end of the year.
I think there should be a prize for the 100th fan that we get.
That'd be a good motivation.
I don't know if there's a way that we can figure that out, though.
What do you have in mind for a prize?
Maybe a bottle of pumpkin.
Pumpkin ale.
Pumpkin
ale.
It's
been in my fridge since October. It'll probably be at least January or February until we get that fan.
You'll get free tickets to a live show of Radio Show with Jeremy. You come here and sit over in the corner of your attic.
There'll be an applause sign. What a treat that would be.
There's like one person in there.
A forced laughter sign. We could do that one too.
By the way, before we get into our weekends, we have to say, because we are live, and you never know what news is going to happen. And a lot of people turn to us as a trusted news source. I mean, they look to us for what's going on around town.
Yep.
They look to us for, funny quips. I think quips is the number three thing that people look
for. Is that a top three thing? No, it's moved up. That was top 10.
Yeah, it's one of the top three. Okay. Yeah, it's now number three, quips. But yeah, also breaking news, Hiccup Girl. I don't know if any of you heard about this girl. This is a girl that cannot stop hiccuping.
Yeah.
She's now convicted of murder. And we go live to Jeff Longsworth with some more.
Jeremy, I'm here live on the scene. Something went terribly wrong with Hiccup Girl. I actually remember seeing her on the Today Show. This is a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
The doctors couldn't do anything for her. I remember that.
Right.
And I felt like, you know, it's kind of like a freak show. We'll talk about a circus later.
Yeah.
She would have been good, like, at a circus booth.
That was
booth.
A good tease.
Thank you.
There's the girl that can't stop hiccuping. Yeah, she's just
she acted her well. She looked a lot cuter back in that Today Show.
Wow. And she can't stop hiccuping.
And she's killing people.
So what's the story? I know you were looking at a little bit more news.
Jeremy, here in the newsroom, I did some research real quick, talked to some people on the scene in Florida. What they've told me is that she and a friend is Jennifer Mee, lured a victim. Oh, actually, that was the victim. lured her into an offsite location near her house and robbed and murdered her. I mean, it's horrible.
They murdered the Hiccup Girl?
No, the Hiccup Girl was the murderer.
Oh, Hiccup Girl was the murderer.
Yeah, her and her friend lured someone in and robbed and murdered them. What a horrible... I don't know how you go from hiccuping to murdering.
Was she hiccuping the whole time?
I don't know. Maybe that's how the cops found her.
Was it with a knife or a gun, or what was the weapon?
They didn't get any details. Just that it was very bizarre.
She would have to do like the stabbing between each hiccup.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Are we going there?
We just did.
Okay.
We should probably focus more on quips.
Yes.
Quips and what's going on.
But people do count us for breaking news Monday nights.
Yes.
You are, because that big break you had about Courtney Cox a couple weeks ago, that is so people are still talking about
Courtney
that.
Courtney Cox, David Arquette, you heard it here
first.
Yeah,
we really were all over that.
You heard it here first. But anyway, yeah, so back to what we do best, talk about ourselves and what we did this past weekend. Again, I'm trying, you know, I just got the new job, so I'm trying to kiss up as much as I can and make as many friends. Because you never know when someone at work is going to get promoted,
yeah,
and you want to be on their good side.
Absolutely.
So I try to hang out, you know, with the kid as many happy hours as I can. So we did a happy at work, after work happy hour at Flannery's over at the corner of Prospect and East 4th. A good time always at Flannery's. But then everyone was going to, like, to Coventry, and I'm the guy that lives downtown, so I knew, like, especially without a car, if I ended up in Coventry, I wasn't ever going to make it back.
Nothing good would happen.
I would have to take a bus or something, or I would just, like, you know, sleep in the alley next to Tommy's. I'd have, like, a vegetarian hamburger in one hand and, like, a milkshake in the other. And yeah, so everyone went there, and I went. I was gonna go to, you know, I was still hungry after everyone left, so I was gonna go to Greenhouse Tavern there on East 4th because they have a good, you know, kind of bar happy hour thing. Yeah, like
that's on our list. Top 50.
That is on our list. Yeah, of best happy hours. The list that we stole, I think, from Cleveland.
Our list. Our list.
It's our list now. So I went to Zocalo, and have you been to Zocalo?
Now, is it Zocalo or Zocalo? You pronounce it differently. Maybe it depends what part of Cleveland you're from.
I'm not sure.
I'm always a Zocalo guy, but it's okay. You live closer to it. Maybe you know.
Yeah, maybe. Chat room, anyone know? Zocalo, Zocalo? Go to radioshowonline.com.
But anyway, I know the place you mean. Now, it's always very, well, Mexican food is, but man, I walked out of there. You feel like you ate, you know, just a mound of food. It's just a horrible feeling. So I sort of shied away from that place.
It's just not, what's the word I'm looking for?
Good.
Yeah. Yep. There we go. See, sometimes we do agree, Jeff.
But I have walked out of there. Every time I walk out of there, I feel worse about me and the situation and the night. Nothing good ever happens when I leave Zocalo or Zocalo.
Yeah, you know, they have really good margaritas, and they have some good guacamole, and yeah. they do make their own chips. Like, sometimes even Mexican places will kind of shy away and take the cheap way out and not make their own chips. They make their own chips, so that's all good, but I don't know. I think there's so many other Mexican options around here. There's, you know, better places like Luchita's that you can go, but anyway, went there. Saturday just kind of chilled out, and then Sunday was... I don't know if you remember. Oh, you weren't in town. We'll talk about that in a second. But sorry, I had to burp from the pumpkin.
The pun.
Pumpkin. Pumpkin. This would be great if we later on say some puns in the show while we're drinking pumpkin. They're
really tied together.
Yeah, yeah. Number three in quips, ladies and gentlemen. Number three in quips.
Trending up.
No, Sunday was a beautiful day. It's like an Indian summer. Is that a racist? I don't know what that means.
Native American summer, I believe, is what they call it now.
What does that mean? I know it means that it's warm, but where did that come from?
That's a good question for someone in our chat room to help us out with. Yes. I want to challenge, Jeremy, I feel like the chat room people aren't getting challenged enough to do our work, our research.
We should have a challenge the chat room
who
segment.
Can get those answers quick enough about Indian summer. Go!
Yeah. No, they're all pouring in now. There's too many that
oh my gosh. It's overloading.
I can't read them. Yeah, but it was really warm, beautiful day on Sunday. So our condo association, we had like a cookout on the big patio. Mm-hmm. And then we actually went over to our friend Jody's house later on in the day. And she had a cookout there. We did like a double cookout.
You cookout.
Like two different cookouts. And we didn't have to cook anything. We just ate things great. That other people cooked.
Wow.
So it was a good time. But you went to Vegas.
Oh, and how, Jeremy? And yes. How did we go to Vegas?
How did you? Plane, I would assume.
Via air.
Yeah.
Air transport. I got to tell you a funny thing about planes, though. Four of us. See, I'm transitioning all over the place. Four of us go and do this trip every fall. We know each other since we're 7 years old. We went to grade school together.
Wow.
Unbelievable. Lifelong friends, four of us. One is L.A., one's New York, two are in Cleveland. So we've got this tradition of going to Vegas every fall. This is the sixth year we've done it. And my friend in L.A., we try and end there around the same time, and he said, yeah, I'm delayed. Obama's leaving LAX, and airport's a disaster, and I'm waiting for Obama to leave. But okay, well, no problem. We'll see you there. So then he gets to Vegas,
yeah,
and we're already at the casino, and he texts us again. Yeah, Obama flew to Vegas, so now I'm delayed here too.
Obama was in Vegas at the same time that you were?
Same flight, LA to Vegas that my friend was trying to do. And then they shut down the taxi lines in Vegas when he arrives. Which, have you been to Vegas?
Oh, yeah.
You know those taxi lines. Like, they're bad anyway. And so then
they
had to shut them down for him. So my friend had about 5 hours added on to his trip because he literally was following Obama to Vegas.
Damn it,
so
Obama.
That was a tough way to start. It was just unbelievable. We stay at the Hard Rock every weekend. Every year we do this on this weekend. It's just fantastic. Great times. A lot of the wives and girlfriends listen to the show. So everything was very low-key, very tame. We were in bed, by 11 o'clock Eastern time, which would be 8 o'clock. We wanted to stay in our Eastern time.
Yeah.
And, you know, we drank a couple beers one night. One night we didn't even drink at all, and it was very low-key, very low-key.
Yeah, yeah.
So, again, wives and girlfriends, hope you're listening. Everything went well.
And the Browns actually won yesterday.
Yes.
And you had the opportunity to watch the Browns from the a sports book bar.
Yeah. In There's Vegas. A lot of Browns fans. You know, the Browns backers are the largest NFL team with a different bar association throughout the country. There's Browns backers bars basically in every major city. Hmm. And as far as I know, they're the team with the most backers bars around the country. Big Browns contingent in Vegas. And unbelievable, they had a huge upset on Sunday. The place went crazy, man. It was upset central on Sunday. It was incredible.
Wow.
So that was pretty cool to be out there with some of the Browns fans from around the country. But Vegas in general, I just, it always disgusts me I like going out there for a day or two, but really, you hit that third day, you just want to get out of there.
Yeah.
I mean, what, is it same with your experience there?
Yeah, you know, I can do like 3 nights.
That's really the max, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
The max.
I think I've done 4 once before, but it's just, I think when you go there, there's just, you're just doing so much so often.
It's stimulus overload. Like, you know, you have beers, you have a beer in each hand usually, and they're just giving it to you for free if you're gambling. And there's, you know, games on the TVs, you're drinking, girls have ecstasy in their purse. That was what we heard too.
You heard this.
The girls who were at black tables were giving out ecstasy.
Wow.
This was going on in Vegas. So you're right. It's total stimulus.
They were
sensory.
Giving out ecstasy at like the craps table?
Yeah, not the dealers.
Oh.
Women that were also visiting. The Hard Rock's got a very strange clientele.
Yeah, you stay at the Hard Rock.
It's a little alternative. Yeah, a little alternative. But there's just so much going on, you almost can't process it. And you literally just shut down. There comes a point where you're cooked, you're fried.
Yeah.
And you go to bed for 4, 5, 6 hours. You do it all over again, and it's a lot of fun. But to live that lifestyle every day, I just when I'm over out there, I just wonder what is it like to wake up every day and say this is where I live. I just think it disgusts me, and it makes me ill.
My college roommate has family that lives out in Vegas, but I think if you live in Vegas, I mean there are people that live on the Strip, but that's rare. I mean, you know,
yeah, but it's still the desert. Vegas, yeah, yeah, I know. I just still don't really get it.
I'm not a fan of the desert climb, but some people like love that, you know, desert climb. I mean, to me, yeah. When I'm like, you know, when the plane's landing and you can see some like neighborhoods and stuff, and they all look the same with the brown roof, and it's like
the tile, Spanish tile.
Yeah, to me, it just looks depressing. It's all flat.
Oh, and it's like literally, there's nothing. You fly in, there's a little area of the development, and there's nothing. Outside of 30 miles, there's just nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Even when you land, like if you've never been there, it doesn't, when you first land, you're kind of like, really? This is it? Because the airport's kind of, it's not right on the Strip.
But it's real close.
But you can see it.
Yeah, yeah.
But it kind of feels like, this is it.
I totally know what you mean. You know? Yeah, you go out there and you do it, and it's fun to get out there, and first couple nights are incredible. Then you're just like, I want to get out of here because the reality is just so bizarre. I just can't stand it. So I really couldn't get out of there quick enough.
Yeah, it's good for a long weekend though.
Good for a long weekend once a year. I will never go more than once a year. But yeah, it was great time. Especially watching all the sports, man. We tried to kind of not do so much gambling and try to spread out the sports and make it so you're not gambling $20 every 10 minutes. I mean, you can lose. I saw people come to a table, lose $200 in 20 minutes. I mean, it's just unbelievable, the misery. And everyone looks so miserable. Too. Yeah. Like people lose so much money out there.
It's crying.
I've got a very slanted angle of Vegas.
Walking up and, well, you just got back.
I see all the misery of it.
Now, you were telling me, what is your, did you do your roulette strategy that you were telling me about?
Roulette, no, not, I tried it and it didn't treat me well.
No.
I'll tell you what I played, craps, this unbelievable game.
Oh, yeah.
I got into it. I learned late last night and it wasn't a good time because we were drinking a little bit and it was like maybe midnight, Sunday night. But then I started picking it up.
Yeah.
Just doing the pass line.
Yeah, that's what I did.
Oh, it was incredible. And then you do the side bets.
Yeah.
And my uncle tried to teach me years ago, but you got to be at a table to really understand it. You can't sit someone down here and explain the game. So when I was at the table watching, I sort of had a feel for it. I was doing that all last night, even this morning a little bit. Craps is now my game because you can stretch your dollar. The key is you got to stretch your dollar out in Vegas. You can make money go a long time and get there's some good upside there. It's the best odds in Vegas.
Yeah.
I learned all this out with 6 hours left on the trip.
See, you should be excited to go back again.
Well, that part does. But what about Cleveland? Now this we debated this over the weekend. I am not going to go near that casino here.
Why?
I just don't. I just think it's just bad news.
Because you think you're going to get sucked in.
Yes. I know I will. I know that I have no... Like, if I ever smoked a cigarette, I'd be smoking a pack a day. That's just...
You have a very addictive personality?
Very addictive personality. So I know when I go to that casino, I would be like having the rewards clubs. I'd be there all the time. I'm not going to set foot in it. It's my pledge to you here today.
What if someone gave you ecstasy in Vegas? Then would you always want to have ecstasy?
Yes. Which is why we have
that bag on the table, yeah. Jeff.
Oh, that's flour. I have a new recipe for cookies. Jeremy, that's cocaine.
Why are you bringing a bag of flour up into the Tremont attic?
A little bit of cocaine. But no, ecstasy is great in small doses. Whoa, no.
What are you talking
Never about? Never done it.
Too much pumpkin.
Yeah.
Pumpkin?
No. What were you saying?
We jest. Yeah, well, while you were in Vegas, you missed the circus was in town.
Is it gone?
It's gone now.
I thought it was you didn't have for a little longer.
Maybe today.
Did you see the freak show parade that they come down from the train?
It's not a freak show. I didn't come out for it, but they come in at like 2 o'clock in the morning, and all the elephants and everything, they hold each other's tails. Although I saw the picture of it, and I wonder if they really hold their trunks onto the other's tail, or if they like staple their trunk to the tail so to force them to.
Let's hope it's not the latter.
But no, I read they have a so they come in on train. And they have like they're on a 2-year tour right now. They're going to like over 70 cities in North America. They have the Ringling Brothers Barnum & Bailey train that's over a mile long, and everyone has their own car and they live on the train. And they have a food car on the train that they call the pie car, and it is open 24/7. And if you work at the circus, you can like go there and they'll make like steak and they'll make whatever you want.
You certainly know an awful lot about this.
It was a very interesting article that I read. Yeah, yeah. And I did my own research for Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy, like I do every week, to bring this to you. It's coming up, cheerleader versus rapist. What are we?
Yeah,
it's
our news feed. I don't know. It's really crazy. Strange.
Yeah. Don't give out our news secrets.
So you're saying the life of someone who works in a circus may not be quite what you think.
It sounds interesting. They had a interview with the ringmaster. So the ringmaster lives on the train. He has like half a train car that him and his wife, who also works in the circus, she's like a dancer, ballerina, gymnast, something, and their two kids all live on this half car of a train.
Yeah.
And the kids go to they get tutoring and schooling from other people that work in the circus, like as it's going through all these.
About like circus schooling?
I mean, they take things
like juggling 101.
They take juggling. They take ballerina stuff.
Did you get a degree?
I don't know. Maybe
I didn't realize there was a whole is it clown college?
I don't think it's clown college.
Okay,
but you probably get a degree in clowning.
See, I didn't realize there was this whole
quips. You get a degree in quips,
like a minor in quips, a double major.
I didn't minor in clowning with a major in quips.
I didn't realize there was this whole kind of side life. I never realized.
You have no idea, Jeff.
So it sounds like you're intrigued.
I was intrigued. It sounded.
You just want the pie cart.
Because they were talking about all these stuff, and they were saying, they'll have anyone from these big weightlifting guys that like, meat and potatoes and grease, to the people that are
have like forearms.
To the people that have forearms, yes, they have because they have to serve more food to them, forks, because you can't just do fork knife because you do by if you have double arms, you have pairs, you have. Two knives and anyway.
Yeah, it gets very confusing.
It does get very confusing.
But that's interesting.
Yes.
Well, I think we hit our circus limit on that.
I think so.
That is cool. I would like to go to the circus again sometime. I went a long time ago.
What did you think of the circus food?
Circus food. Do you notice how circus food always pops up? Like even at the Ingenuity Fest, there's like a little area where it's like circus food. It's like elephant ears,
like
fried.
Fair food.
Yeah, I call it circus food, but I guess maybe the more politically correct term would be fair
correct.
Food.
It's fair food.
But it always bothers me. Like old, like crappy pizza and like just dough and fried stuff. And it always pops up everywhere. But
anything fried. Although they do, have you ever had fried cheese on a stick?
See, that's circus food.
Yeah, but that's delicious.
Yeah. I found on circus food.
Because the cheese just melts into the doughy stuff and it's all fried. It's awesome. Mm. You're missing out, Jeff.
Before I forget, as I left the casino this morning, this is my last image. A guy was laying on the ground by a slot machine, and his girlfriend was trying to get him to get up, and he was refusing to get up. This is like at 7:30 in the morning.
Yeah,
it's like that made me feel so good to get out of there. Like that's what I feel like when I leave there. The plane can't get out of there quick enough, and I'm always so glad. The longer I live in Cleveland, the happier I am to be home.
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Yep.
Is that still their slogan, or did they change it? Only Vegas.
I haven't heard about that as much. I think they tried to condense it. Only Vegas.
Yeah. Just something. Vegas.
Or just Vegas. Be, yeah. But yeah, so it's great to be back in Cleveland. Every time I come back here, I enjoy it more.
Now, while you were in Vegas, I'm wondering if you experienced this. Because Vegas has lots. Do you go into like trendy like nightclub kind
No,
of
we're
stuff?
Not nightclub guys. We're
no, really? I'm surprised.
We're meat and potato guys. We like to watch games, hang out. It's really more about hanging out, drinking beer, relaxing. We're not into the high frill shows.
You seem like a clubbing type guy.
Yeah, I know I do. That's what's ironic about it.
Especially, they probably have more ecstasy in the clubs.
They definitely do. Oh, there's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
But I try and put my clubbing self, I keep that here in Cleveland. I do so much of that here.
You do have a reputation for being a clubber.
That it's nice. And Vegas is like a break for me clubbing wise.
Yeah. So, but while you were gone, I went to, I was at Heinen's because I was getting this wine that my sister was raving about that I tried recently and I love. It's a spiced wine. And you have to be into spiced wine. Are you into spiced wine?
I'm not.
Okay. Well, somehow I'm not surprised. But anyway,
are there drugs in it?
Yeah, there's ecstasy. There's a little pack of ecstasy in every bottle. So maybe you would like this then. It's called Witch's Brew, and it's only like $6 a bottle. Because with spiced wine, you can get away with like a cheaper quality of wine, and then you add in all the spices and stuff.
Right.
I'm telling you, though, it's delicious, especially for fall and winter time. So I was getting the spiced wine, but this guy's there. You know, sometimes, like, in the wine section, they do their little drinking demos. You can get tastes of different stuff. Sure. And because of Ohio law, you cannot have free taste of alcohol. That's why they charge you 25 cents for a taste in a grocery store. It's not that they're trying to make money off you. It's that Ohio law says you cannot give away alcohol for free.
Okay.
That is also why the Cleveland and Ohio casinos will not have free alcohol while you are gambling, because it is against state law. Unless they get the law change. But anyway, so I'm there at Heinen's, and this guy's giving out samples for a quarter of, get ready for this, vodka-flavored whipped cream.
Wow.
It's whipped cream infused with alcohol.
I feel like that goes along. We talk about milkshakes with alcohol. That's been another running theme on our show.
Yes, yes. That should be a theme. Desserts that taste like alcohol. Anything to bring the kids in early. You want to hook them young. That's what you want to do.
So alcohol, that's unbelievable. I would never have even thought of such a
thing. They have vanilla, and it's actually a Cleveland company. And if I was more prepared, I would have had up the website.
We'll have it on our site after the show.
Oh, damn it, Jeff. No, that means I have to do it, because I'm your monkey, and I do whatever you say.
Is that a song? Yeah. You had some rhythm there for a minute.
I'm your monkey, and I do what you say. So anyway, I tried some of this, and I had to buy some. It was like $10 for this can of caramel whipped cream with alcohol in it. Put some on Bailey's.
Yes, I love Bailey's.
He was saying you could put the caramel flavored on like hot apple cider mixed with Captain Morgan.
Oh, wow.
Warm cider. Do you like warm cider?
I like it.
Well, you didn't like spiced wine. I don't know what you like anymore.
I love gourd-based foods and ciders.
And pumpkin?
And pumpkin beers. Pumpkin. No, I would love to try that. We'll have to actually maybe drink that next show.
We'll have to spray it on each other.
You always go, that one point you go and you go right past it.
There's a line. Because we were talking about, like, you know, we brought it to this cookout and we were able to spray it on this apple cake that you made.
Sorry.
But if you go to their website, they have, you know, spraying it on people. I guess it can be used that way as well.
That sounds like a great idea.
But you have to shake it vigorously. And it's actually a Cleveland company that is behind it.
That's good to hear. We need more of those companies.
We do.
Those are going to be the jobs here, Jeremy, those types of companies. Because that's recession-proof stuff.
Alcohol-based, exactly.
Because when you get a certain amount every month, that's the first purchase, I would think.
You drink in good times and you drink in bad times.
You do.
For celebration and for mourning. Mourning. So, yeah. Anyway, Halloween. This is our Halloween episode.
My favorite time of the year.
I was working in the lab late one night.
This is the best week of the year for me, personally and professionally.
Professionally? How does this affect you professionally?
It carries over.
Do you dress up to work?
Socially? Yes, of course.
No, you're a liar.
Every day this week I will.
You don't even socialize with your coworkers.
I don't.
I know your story. They don't even know you do a radio show.
Two Georges. No, so Halloween's coming up. We have a rundown for all of our listeners. As to what's... Whoa, is that a laugh about listeners?
No, I just kind of burped. Too much pumpkin.
You have some issues with that pumpkin ale.
I love it.
A Halloween party's all around town this weekend. I've got a private party Saturday, I know. And what are you doing? You're going to house.
Ooh, private party. Not private. Wow.
No, it's a great party that you've been to.
I have been
to. Yeah, it's a great party. You invited me to,
but I said no. You know, this year I want to be with the people.
Yeah, that's right.
So Saturday night, I'm going to be at the House of Blues on Saturday night. I think it's open to the public.
It is. That does sound great.
It's going to be the 9th annual Halloween Costume Bash at the House of Blues starting at 9 o'clock on Saturday night. House of Blues, 308 Euclid Avenue. They're going to have three kegs, DJ Scotty D. Everyone loves Scotty D.
Oh, he's spinning the tunes?
He's spinning the tunes that night, Jeff.
Is he going to spin maybe one of our music penetration songs?
He's from Music Therapy. Yeah, he should spin some Music Penetration, which we're going to have later. Our most demanded segment ever.
I mean, Jeremy, Music Penetration, I was a little worried at first.
The emails. Because the chat room was a little angry at us.
The chat room was suspicious.
But you know what? I think it takes a while to soak in.
It does. It's very shocking.
Yeah. Yeah. House of Blues, Saturday night, $7 cover, 21 and over, full cash bar, costumes mandatory, all friends welcome, bring people.
I'm going to go to that and the other one. I'm doing both.
Are you really?
You sold me on this.
I don't believe you.
I think I'm going to try.
Okay.
But I may not.
So come on down to the House of Blues on Saturday.
But that will
night.
Be a great party. But there's also a lot of bars going on. Of course, Saturday night's the big night.
Saturday's the biggest one, yeah. If you've never come, like, downtown. Like, if you're a suburb person, or maybe you're new to the area and you're not sure what to do, you know, come downtown, because all the bars, like Saturday night, Metropolis, and the, I don't know if I go to Metropolis, but yeah. Velvet Dog is going to be awesome.
That'd be kind of fun.
Blind Pig is going to be awesome. It's not on our list, but Liquid is usually doing something.
All those bars on West 6 will be doing something Saturday night. I guarantee it.
West 6 on Saturday night's good. House of Blues, of course, Saturday night's going to be good.
Got to talk about the booze bus.
The booze bus. Yeah, so tell me about the booze bus.
The booze bus is this bus.
Let me guess, there's booze on it?
There's booze involved. Huh. It takes you out to various Lakewood bars. You end up downtown. So talk about drinking, talk about not driving, talk about booze bus. It's the perfect situation to go enjoy yourself Saturday night, not worry about driving, get to hang out in Lakewood, go downtown. So there's basically four stops. Some of the stops have different bars on the stop, but it's basically from 9 o'clock to about 1:30 or 2 in the morning, and it just takes you all around. So it's kind of a driving tour of the bar scene for Halloween parties. Well, this sounds like a lot of fun.
Pretty cool.
Have you seen that bus going around too? Have you seen that bus?
Yeah. The Rock and Cleveland bus. Yeah. Yep.
So pretty cool.
And the Christie's bus. Have you seen that?
Heard of it.
Beachland Ballroom Halloween 4. That's going on Friday and Saturday.
Yeah.
Over the Beachland Ballroom. Have you been there?
I have. Yep. My brother-in-law used to manage that place. They've got local bands doing covers for 2 days, a Halloween-based thing.
Yeah, so that's awesome. So maybe if you want to, you know, make your weekend as busy as possible, go there Friday
and
night.
And what I'm doing Sunday is Guided by Voices are playing in Oberlin. Are you a fan of them?
I don't know who they are.
Okay. Well, I don't know either, but I'm going to see them. My friends love them. I have some friends who are diehard. They don't play around here very often.
Are they like a gospel band?
They're not. I believe they're not a religious band. No.
Okay. Well, Guided by Voices sounds religious.
But they're playing in Oberlin. They're playing in Oberlin. So we're going out to Oberlin Sunday night. Very excited about that.
That's a far drive. And speaking of Oberlin, on Saturday night, they're doing this murder mystery dinner.
I've always wanted to do this.
So have I. We should double date.
I would love to do that.
If so...
Pressure's on. I'm gonna get a girl this weekend. We'll do this double date next weekend.
Are you gonna get a girl this weekend? Oh, You're gonna meet a girl this weekend.
No, I have someone in mind.
Oh, you have someone in mind.
We're gonna do this.
Is she listening?
She's listening.
Does she know?
No.
Does she know that she's listening?
No. She doesn't know much.
I mean, because chances are, if you're listening to this episode and you're a girl, Jeff Longsworth is gonna ask you out.
Yeah. So that's you know what? Tell Jen to sign off right now. No, but we gotta do that dinner thing. I've always heard those are a hilarious way to spend a night. And this picture alone. We'll put the link on the website.
All right. We're going to have a link to all sorts of Halloween stuff. Just go to radioshowonline.com. If it's not on the website, it'll be on our page.
Look at this picture, and it'll be on there. That alone is worth going out to Oberlin.
Do you know how to put that on our page?
You will handle that. You're the technical. I'm the big picture guy.
Is that what you are?
Yep.
I was wondering. I was wondering on the way over here. The provider of pumpkin.
Yep. I give you beer and an attic.
If you're That's all you really need. If you want to do something, I don't know why, but if you wanted to do something without alcohol this weekend, Jeff almost choked on his pumpkin. Like, really?
Sorry.
Boo at the Zoo? Is that going on? That's more of a family thing.
That's more of a family thing, but it's a great way to interact with animals and I don't know what I'm talking about. I was going to try and do a generic plug for that.
Do families listen to this show?
I don't know. Anymore.
What's our demographic? We're really good with...
Our demographic is people who are related to us and like two good friends.
And somebody who accidentally clicked the wrong link.
Someone who's looking for something else.
Crap. Yeah. Well, we do really good with men 18 to 24 looking for something else.
We do really good with relatives.
That's a key demographic for us. So anyway.
Boo at the Zoo. Take your kids out there.
Lots of Halloween. If you learn nothing from this show, get dressed up in a costume and head down to West 6 downtown somewhere on Saturday night.
And be aggressive.
You will not be aggressive. Be aggressive.
Take it home. Speaking of being aggressive, we have some aggressive emails.
Aggressive. Be aggressive. It took me forever as a kid. Cheerleaders would sing that. I didn't know what the hell they were saying. Yes, Jeff. I was.
Were you lifting the girls up?
Yep, I was.
Did you have a megaphone?
Yep, I had all of them.
You had all at once?
Yeah. Yep. Megaphone. Two girls in one hand. Two megaphones. Because I had four arms before they were taken off. Because I was in the circus. All right. Read your emails.
Speaking of that. Well, you got some emails in. A lot of them are Halloween-based. Our listeners know how much we love Halloween.
They do.
So, Jeremy, now you haven't seen these before, so this is going to be shocking to you, these questions.
This is going to be shocking and disturbing, probably.
Dear Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy.
They're always so polite to us.
Always very formal, polite. I am looking to get into basically have an outrageous costume for this Halloween. I'm still Hmm. Still don't have an idea. Hmm. Can you give me an idea, an example of what was most outrageous Halloween costumes you've either worn or seen? And that's from who? It's from Todd in Brunswick.
Todd in Brunswick.
Outrageous Halloween costumes. I've got one.
Okay.
Back in 1995, I was a freshman, an aspiring freshman at Ohio University, mm-hmm. trying to, you know, make it there in the big city of Athens.
Which you
to,
didn't.
Which
you
I
left.
Didn't. That's to chew me up and spit me out. But I wanted to be kind of cutting edge there, make some friends right away, right out of the chute. They've got a big Halloween party in Athens. This is 1995. O.J. Simpson was just acquitted mm-hmm. of that whole thing.
Right.
So, so I got right my mom FedExed me. My mom is so great. FedExed me from Cleveland, fresh from the production facility, an O.J. Simpson like full on mask.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, I'm not a fan with masks for Halloween because, first of all, you breathe in them and, your
breathe.
Breath condensation builds up on the inside yeah. and you end up dripping your own spit on your face all night.
Yeah, yeah.
If that wasn't bad enough, it's hard to drink.
Mm-hmm.
You know, unless
but the shock value was pretty funny because it was the only O.J. Simpson costume in Athens.
Right. But after a while, you just had the mask off, right?
Nope.
You just kept down
the I was adamant about doing as much because I was kind of like a celebrity. I had the one glove and it was really quiet. Then I decided I was going to leave.
I saw, it was actually at this this private party that you're going to a couple years ago. Someone was Lorena Bobbitt.
That's hilarious.
And she had like a plastic baggie, like a plastic baggie with like a bloody thing inside of it. And when I say thing, I mean thing.
Yep, literally a thing.
And then her boyfriend or whoever was with, and he had a bloody crotch. So to you know,
that's hilarious. That's yeah. hilarious. So yep. so I hope hope Todd hope that it gives you.
Do you know
some,
what you're doing yet this year?
I have an idea, but I'm still not really sure. I tend to like to go to these stores. I'm gonna go maybe tomorrow or Wednesday and just kind of see what I see and what kind of inspires me when I walk around one of those costume shops.
Yeah,
I thought about being a miner. Is that kind of not fun? I want to be. Something
I've heard
like,
that a couple of times.
Yeah,
though.
It's not really funny. I want to do something that's like shocking.
It could be overdone. Well, I mean, that'd be shocking.
Yeah, last year I went with a buddy of mine. We did the Dumb and Dumber blue and orange tuxes. That was hilarious.
That's good.
And it's a hit of the party.
Yeah,
you walk in, you're immediately. I kind of want to do that every year. I still have it actually. I bought
you just
it.
Want to be a hit of the party.
I just want attention. speaking of that, dear radio show with Jeff and Jeremy, have you ever killed someone? And that's from Beth in Amherst.
You know, but I bet if I couldn't stop hiccuping, that might drive me to
the hiccuping murder. Would lead to frustration, which would lead to angst, mm-hmm. which could lead to outbursts. But yeah, I've never had a hiccup. I've hiccuped maybe once in the last 10 years.
I wouldn't say that because now you could be cursed.
I mean, I will never hiccup. It's never been a worry of mine. Knock on.
Whatever this is.
But no, answer your question about why I've not killed anyone. Jeremy, you have not. I think that's maybe based on Halloween with souls.
That's kind of a dumb question.
You know, we had to let it in, though, because we don't filter.
No, we do not filter our questions. You can always write us. HateMail@RadioShowOnline.com is our email address. And remember, if we read your show on the air, you can come down to the street and pick up any car on the street that you'd like.
You have our blessing.
All right. I have an email as well. Dear, now, he actually writes this. Dear R.S., W/J&J.
Obviously, this man is very busy. He's very busy. Didn't have time.
Maybe he did this from a BlackBerry or an iPhone.
Right.
Dear Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy, which I'm assuming is what that means. Two suggestions. One, do not change the name of the show. The brand is strong. I would even say best in class.
Wow.
Best in class. As far as Cleveland area podcasts where two people have the same name and that's used in the
we're
title,
up at the top.
Now,
this is a question. I like Bill's email, but were we talking about changing? I don't remember even discussing changing the name of the show.
I don't know what Bill's talking about. Okay. I think because remember something. Shoot. Pumpkin. Dogfish Head.
Seven.
Pumpkin
how much? What's
ale.
The percentage?
7% alcohol. Okay. A full body brown ale brewed with real pumpkin, brown sugar, allspice, cinnamon, and nutmeg. Delicious. Somebody had submitted a logo to us, which we are not using now, but it is on our Facebook page. If you want to look at it. Now we have a new logo. Who did this logo, Jeff?
My friend Cammy, and we're broadcasting.
The current one?
Yep, we're broadcasting from the Terminal Tower, it would appear, mm-hmm. which I love.
It's great.
It's a historic building in Cleveland, and we're historic.
Yeah,
we're historic buildings.
Or we will be. changing the name will confuse listeners. Number two, Bill says, work on the sign-off, add some music, no Justin Bieber.
Okay, sign-off could use some music.
That's from Bill from Brett.
People tell me they do get fired up when we come in with live music. Mm-hmm. It gets them like angry, which I like. It gets them fired up.
You know, just for Bill, we're going to wrap up the show today in about 5 minutes with the Christmas ale song.
Okay, let's do it.
There you go, Bill. See, we get suggestions and we answer their call.
Well, if we are short on time, we might go over the 5 minutes we have to by a minute or two. But
okay, well, we can't because, by a little bit we can't.
Okay. Wait, Bar Simon and Avon's closing?
Yeah, breaking news, Jeff. Bar Simon
and Avon's surprising.
Closing.
It's not doing well?
You know, it was doing okay, but the point was Michael Simon wanted to have a restaurant with a lower price point. And to do that, that's fine, but as a restaurant, then you need higher volume. You just need to have people all there all the time.
Okay.
And it's kind of in a crappy location in this strip mall in Avon, and there was a Tops nearby recently that closed, and all these other stores closed, so it really wasn't a great location. So that's closing down. But B Spot, which is in Woodmere, that's doing really well, and he's looking at opening a B Spot in Strongsville in January. And he's looking for a second or a third location for a B Spot. He's looking like Rocky River, Lakewood, Westlake area.
Now, you and I lunched at B Spot.
We did lunch.
It was a little heavier than I would like, though, for a lunch. I was kind of surprised.
It's heavy for a lunch. You're not that big of an eater because we actually went to Pier. All the
stuff. How do you think I keep up this frame?
I don't know.
You think I eat burgers every day? I mean, Jeremy, Jeremy, one word, tofu.
We had a burger, and you had half of a burger for happy hour.
Really that bad?
Maybe I mean, no, it's not bad.
I have an appetite. I threw up as soon as I'm done.
You look svelte.
Yeah, it's the right happy medium of eating and throwing up. But we should we get to the song? Or
for your stomach muscles.
Are we going to...
What do we want to do? You know what? Maybe we should hold off on music. What do we want to do?
Okay, let's hold off, because we need more time with the song.
And here's something that's a little more timely.
Okay.
That maybe we should talk about is this. There's a new LeBron James commercial out there.
He won't go away, will he?
He will not go away. So we're actually going to play this. I don't know if you guys have heard this. It's on YouTube right now. We're playing this without the permission of Nike. But here is, and you can't see it, but it's the name of the commercial is Rise. Here's LeBron Rise on YouTube.
What should I do? Should I admit that I've made mistakes? Should I remind you that I've done this before?
Should I give you a history lesson?
What should I do? Should I tell you how much fun we had?
And the number one pick, LeBron James.
So, this went well. Should I really believe I ruined my legacy? What should I do? What should I do? What should I do? Should I have my tattoo removed? Want to see my shiny new shoes? Should I just sell shoes? Shiny new shoes? Or should I tell you, I am not a role model? Hi, Chuck. Seriously, what should I do? Should I tell you I'm a championship chaser? Did it for the money? Rings? Should I be who you want me to be? Should I accept my role as a villain? Maybe I should just disappear. Should I stop listening to my friends? They're my friends. Should I try acting?
He's got to deal with the heat, man. Be patient. After a while, the temperature drops, and everything is free and easy.
Should I be writing this down?
Uh-huh.
Should I make you laugh?
Should I read you a soulful poem? Shoot me with your words. You may cut me with your eyes. But still, like air, I'll rise.
Or should we just clear the decks and start over? Coming through here! What should I do? Should I be who you want me to be?
So yeah, there it is. The new LeBron James commercial. Technical difficulties, we're okay. Everything's fine. But so what do you think? What do you think of this spot?
I wish maybe I should disappear. I wish he would disappear. I think it, from a commercial standpoint, it is interesting. I'll give him that. It gets my attention.
It's a good montage of shots. I mean, it's a good spot.
It's a good commercial, but I'm just so tired of this act with just, it's all about him. Yeah. Never the team, never anything else. I know this sounds like a spurned, a jilted lover. But I'm glad he's gone. I'm glad he's gone. I'm just done with all that, and I can't wait to root against him, and I hope we beat them.
Yep.
It's just same old LeBron. It's me. And his friends, he's saying, oh, should I leave my friends? His friends are horrible advisors. I think anyone would admit that.
Right.
The way he handled the situation when he left. It's just more of the same, and I'm kind of sick of it.
You can have friends and not listen to them for business advice.
Exactly,
it's
yeah.
Okay.
But these idiots that are – I just more of the same. It's just – I don't think he learned a thing from that whole experience is the unbelievable part to me.
Yeah.
I think he'd do it all over again. I think he's in his own bubble and he has no idea what goes on outside of it.
Yeah, what should I do? Maybe not. Maybe shouldn't have been a douchebag.
Maybe not alienate the city that you grew up in, that supported you, and that did everything for you. Maybe not treat them that horribly.
They have an interesting shot in the spot where they show the banner of him like falling down off the wall.
The big banner.
And that was obviously simulated because they took it down in pieces. It didn't like drop like that, like it was a curtain. But I thought that, I mean, again, I thought it was cool, but it doesn't change.
It's all about LeBron. It always will be. So we'll see if that works for him.
Anyway, it's 8:15, and as we said on our Facebook page, we wanted to try to do shorter shows because it's you know, it's something you can digest a little quicker, and it's less work for us.
Yep.
But actually, of course, when we said that, now we do have more stuff to talk about. But, you know, we can say that we have some stuff for episode 11.
Yep, definitely music penetration next week. Get excited.
Music penetration next week.
Hey, we're going to break down 50 Cent.
Write us at hatemail@radioshowonline.com. Let us know what you think. Check out our website at radioshowonline.com. There's a new button there now. You can easily subscribe.
Yeah, so I saw that. What'd you do? What is
so
that?
Basically, you click on that, and in iTunes, you can have your iTunes automatically update. Whenever there's a new episode, iTunes will automatically download and just be ready for you to go. So, pretty cool stuff. But anyway, you can hear us every single Monday night live at 11 p.m. Eastern, and then you can pick up the podcast anytime after that. But we're going to close out with, again, with the Christmas Ale song. So for Radio Show, Jeff and Jeremy, this is Jeremy.
And this is Jeff.
Have a good night. Happy Halloween.
On the 1st of November, we bought our first case. We hopped in the car and went back to our place. We had just started drinking, and the next thing we knew, Thanksgiving had passed and December did too. We both lost our jobs and our marriages failed. But it wasn't our fault, it's that damn Christmas ale. Let's get drunk on Christmas ale. Oh my God, that shit is strong. Let's get drunk on Christmas ale. In a few short weeks, it'll all be gone. We killed our last six pack and we hit the streets in search of some more of that seasonal treat. But that beer's quite expensive and our funds were low. So we robbed an old lady and we pushed her in the snow.
She's fine. Don't worry about her. She's gonna be okay.
Sorry. They called us both monsters and they threw us in jail. But it wasn't our fault, it's that damn Christmas ale. Christmas ale, oh Christmas ale, I drank too much, now I can't see. Oh Christmas ale, oh Christmas ale, I love you more than my family. Let's get drunk on Christmas ale. Oh my God, that shit is strong. Let's get drunk on Christmas ale. In a few short weeks, it'll all be gone. Let's get drunk on Christmas ale. Oh my God, that shit is strong. Let's get drunk on Christmas ale.